The House by Tanya Eby, performed by Rhett Samuel Price. The body is not the only vessel for a spirit. Sometimes we like to choose other frames to hold our souls. Trees, animals, sometimes a home. This was an old house, but not older than me. I watched it being built, the wood hewn and split and smoothed, joined together, the foundation laid, the walls erected. It was a good house, a solid house, a house with no soul. But that could change if the right events happened. I watched from afar, curious but not yet excited. After many years, I noticed changes to the home. The foundation sunk, and so the house was no longer stable and even. When people walked within, they were a little off balance, and they became anxious. Their anxiety tasted sweet to me, like ripe cherries. I licked my lips. The house began to age, cracks grew, wood softened, and with every angry thought and deed of the dwellers within the house soaked in the darkness, making space for me. I slipped in quietly. There was so little room at first within the walls, and it was a tight fit. But then I began to feed on the anger and the hate and the anxiety of the occupants, and I began to grow, forcing my way through the very fiber of the wood. I pushed my way through the walls of the home until I became not just one with the house, but I became the house itself, and I was hungry. Darkness fed me, and fear, oh, fear was the tastiest of treats. But how could I get more? How could I cause the occupants of my rooms to sweat, for their hearts to beat faster, for adrenaline to course through their blood so I could lap it up like a cat laps scream? I found that I could move things. First, it was just small things. I could cause a wind to blow through a room for a moment. I scared a small girl, and she cried for her mother, and I sipped the fear down. Then I became stronger. I could open and close cabinets. I could take control of insects and send them hurtling against windows until they clicked and clicked and clicked. I could drag a chair across the wood floor. I could bend the walls and floors so that the boys and girls, the mother and father, could no longer walk in an even line. Later, I would draw breath and hover above them while they slept, my breath hot on their skin. They began to fight with one another. Anger is often fear in disguise, and anger tastes warm and salty. I licked my lips. I was tucked into every nook and cranny of the house, but I wanted more, and so I reached out with just a small tendril, and I found I could crawl inside the man. I could tickle his brain, cause his arm to rise and fall, his feet to stomp. I could control his vocal cords and make him say terrible things. I found I could mimic voices, and so I filled the dark and empty rooms with calls from children. And I lapped at the fear like cream. When the family could not take it anymore, they left me, and I was hollow for a while. And then a new family moved in, and I began to feast again and again and again. When the house became too tight for me, I sent out roots shooting through the dark, moist earth to reach out into other homes, to squirm inside the wood and plaster, to lie in wait, like a weed ready to sprout when the rains come. And I was so hungry waiting. I banged doors, I moaned, I called, I became shadows in hallways, dark stains on the floor and ceilings. I disappeared and withdrew sometimes just to keep the inhabitants off kilter. And I lapped at them like they were cream. There are those who believe in ghosts. Ghosts are real. I know this because I am one. I am all. I am the house on the hill at the end of the gravel drive. I am the house at the lake and in the city square. I am surrounded by woods and buildings, by water and air. I watch. I wait. And late at night, when the land is dark and shadows creep and grow, I am the house that is hungry and waiting for you.